From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. The potato has an image problem. It's starchy, for one. Reliable, sure, but a little been there, done that. Maybe that's why America's long love affair with the potato has lost some of its sizzle. Consumers are eating fewer of them, especially fresh ones. But what if a new and different potato came to town? A stylish one with lots of color and good for you, too. NPR's Dan Charles says, get ready. It's happening.
Some of these novel tubers may be coming to you courtesy of Chuck Brown. He's a geneticist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Prosser, Washington, and his job involves poking around in odd corners of the potato's gene pool. His goal used to be finding genes to make potatoes less vulnerable to insects or disease. He didn't think much about changing the good old reliable potato itself. Until one day in the early 1990s.
I was walking through the field on harvest day, and the sunlight glinting off some of the tubers kind of caught my interest. I went over there with my knife and started cutting them, and I found some potatoes that had orange flesh.
Now, Brown was not completely surprised. He'd once worked in Peru, the potato's ancestral homeland, and he'd seen all kinds of strange-looking potatoes there. Long, thin ones, potatoes with sunken eyes, blue and yellow ones. It occurred to him that orange potatoes might be useful in the U.S., too, because the color orange usually signals that a plant contains valuable nutrients called carotenoids. And then a few years later, he stumbled onto yet another exotic potato. This one had solidly red flesh.
To me, this was astounding. I hadn't even seen that kind of thing in Peru. I'd seen solidly purple flesh, but I'd never seen solidly red flesh.
Another scientist at Oregon State University figured out that the color came from pigments called anthocyanins. They're really good for you. They're antioxidants and can help protect the body against various diseases. You can get them from fruits like blueberries.
He realized right away that potatoes would be a much better way to provide people with this kind of pigment. Everybody can afford potatoes, and everybody kind of likes potatoes. You know, kids like potatoes, adults like potatoes.
And Chuck Brown decided this would be his new project. He'd go back to some of the huge variety that exists in the potatoes of South America and breed new potatoes for the North American market. Potatoes with new colors, more nutrients, a variety of tastes.
We should return to this kind of variation and promote it as a healthful potato, as a good thing.
Other potato breeders have joined Brown's quest, and there now are some results. You can find purple potatoes at many farmers' markets. Growers got their hands on a couple of new red-fleshed varieties in the past 2 years. There are even multicolored potatoes in the pipeline.
But these kinds of potatoes are hard to get still.
You can find them in some high-end restaurants, especially near the heart of American potato growing in the Pacific Northwest. But mainstream supermarkets are a different story. It can be hard to convince them to stock something new.
And if they put it out and they didn't sell much of it to begin with, they would probably drop it. I've seen this happen a lot.
But Chuck Brown's colorful potatoes have gained a powerful new ally. Some big players in the potato industry are looking for ways to give their product an extreme makeover. They want to convince consumers that the potato is good for you, despite what you may have heard lately. What's more, it can be seriously trendy.
You have kiwi potatoes. These are stuffed with a cheddar fondue and a little bit of minced broccoli. And then the same kiwi potato that's filled with a chive creme fraiche and a little bit of bacon. It's absolutely delicious.
Dinner this evening is a publicity event. The U.S. Potato Board has asked the staff at one of Washington, D.C.'s nicer restaurants, Ardeo, to put together a potato-centric meal. And did they ever? There's red and purple potato confit, gnocchi, of course, smoked white potato mousse with some runny egg and caviar, 7 courses plus appetizers. J.B. Samuel is the manager at Ardeo.
There's a few things that we experimented with through the process that have really kind of surprised even us as to how far we could push the potato.
The potato board had one request for this meal. It had to include 7 different kinds of potatoes. Most are the old standbys, like the rough, brown-skinned russets. But there also are little finger-shaped potatoes called fingerlings and purple potatoes. The industry is trying to convince consumers and chefs that new kinds of potatoes offer new tastes, new textures, colors. So the potato board is really excited about Chuck Brown's colorful potatoes. They fit in perfectly with this image makeover. And Brown hopes Tomorrow's supermarket will have a very different kind of potato section.
I think it should look like the apple section. Maybe 10, maybe 15 types of potatoes.
Something like this has happened, in fact, in Great Britain. Grocery stores there stock half a dozen different types of potatoes, a much greater variety than just a decade ago. One potato expert said, among some British consumers, the potato is finally hot. Dan Charles, NPR News.